Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Deborah Silvert, who is one half of duo Sequenza. And Deborah, I remember when we went to the radio format about a year ago, you were one of my very first guests.
Yes, I was. Yeah, and I remember it
that
well.
That was fun. So duo Sequenza is what? Tell us about duo Sequenza.
Duo Sequenza is a professional performing flute and classical guitar ensemble, chamber music ensemble, that's committed to developing new audiences for contemporary classical music while promoting the work of living composers. So we're a little bit different than what's going on in the region.
So you're doing something a little fresher, a little edgier.
We hope so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you're exposing new audiences. As you said, we always think about new audiences, and there are so many different ways to reach new audiences because old audiences, the old idea of an audience is not the same as it used to be.
And well, I think you're right about that, John. It seems like people who think they don't like classical music, you know, what they think they don't like is the music by dead white guys.
Yeah.
You know, and what people don't realize is that classical music is alive and well today and vibrant, and it's being written by these incredibly creative and imaginative composers.
Yeah.
And we need to get that music out and heard. Mm-hmm. It's relevant to today.
I have to say, you know, working with the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, that our classical concerts have a surprising number of younger people attending them. And I mean, we only do three a year. So it's, and yeah, sure, there are a lot of white and gray haired people there, but that's not by any means the totality of it.
It's exciting.
I
think that we're perhaps just on the precipice of seeing a classical revolution, so to speak. I think that people are looking for something. They may not know they're looking for it. They don't know exactly what it is. But I think that when we can get them into our concert halls, when Northwest Indiana Symphony can get them in, South Shore Orchestra, if Duo Sequenza can draw them in, I think that those listeners are finding that there's something there that's compelling.
Now, your concert that's coming up at Memorial Opera House is going to feature a new piece. Did you commission this piece?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, South Shore Suite, it's called.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the entire second half of the concert, right?
Exactly. It's a 25-minute long piece. And we had generous donors underwriting that, people who are our supporters and fans. And it's by a region composer, by Jorge Muñez, who is a professor of composition at Indiana University South Bend, and he lives in Mishawaka. And you know, divine providence or serendipity had him riding the South Shore all summer, back and forth to Chicago. And our idea was to have a piece about our region because, again, we're trying to draw in new people and help them see the relevance of classical music today. So it's the themes are Princess Mishawaka, Diana of the Dunes, Mount Baldy, Lake Michigan, John Dillinger. You know, those are the themes. And
is the John Dillinger like rat-a-tat-tat? Well, but you do have, but your flute and guitar. How do you do that? Rat-a-tat-tat.
You're gonna have to come to the concert
exactly.
to find out.
Exactly. And when is it? It's
January 18th.
It's okay,
a Wednesday
so it's
evening
soon.
At the Opera House, Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso, 7:30, and we have a meet and greet at 7.
And do you perform? That's kind of the Memorial Opera House is kind of your home base, isn't it?
It is. That's our home venue. We're doing three all new concerts there per year.
And do you tour as well?
We do tour. Yeah, the Memorial Opera House will always get the new repertoire, and then those pieces that we feel the audiences are most responsive to, those are the pieces and the programs that we will tour out.
And what will happen? What sort of a life does the South Shore Suite have beyond
this year? Oh, it's going to have a life. We just won a grant from the Indiana Arts Commission to develop it into an interactive concert.
Oh, good. Is this one of the individual artist grants?
No, this was one of the Arts in the Parks grants.
Oh, excellent. Okay,
yes, so we're going to be performing it come toward the fall, early fall, at both Indiana Dunes and Potato Creek State Parks as an audience interactive concert. It'll be a 90-minute format where the audience is actually going to be involved in making the music with us.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I helped review those grants a year ago when they were made their debut for the bicentennial, but they were successful and they wanted to continue them. Well, I'm so glad that a Northwest Indiana group was able to receive a grant.
Well, we're so excited that it's specifically about that South Shore Suite.
Oh, it's excellent. Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear about all of your activity, Deborah, and we'll have you back again another time.
Terrific, John.
Yeah,
thank
talk
you
more.
So much.
Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.